As we heard President Bush mention earlier, the Dulfer report also provides detailed information about how Saddam Hussein subverted UN sanctions and how he used illegal oil revenue to amass wealth and purchase banned goods. It also bolsters allegations of corruption within the UN Oil for Food program. The report names recipients of vouchers approved by Saddam that allowed them to sell Iraqi oil at a profit. NPR's Vicky O'Hara has that story.
The UN Oil for Food program allowed Iraq to sell oil in exchange for consumer goods. The Dulfer report says the Saddam Hussein regime quickly realized the program could be corrupted. The report says that Iraq acquired billions of dollars through smuggling and kickbacks on the oil sales, and that Saddam used oil vouchers in an effort to buy off individuals and governments, particularly permanent members of the UN Security Council. President Bush says the report makes it clear that Saddam was gaming the system.
Using the UN Oil for Food program to try to influence countries and companies in an effort to undermine sanctions.
Among the recipients of the oil vouchers, the report says, are former French Interior Minister Charles Pasqua, former Russian presidential candidate Vladimir Zhirinovsky, and Indonesia's President Megawati Sukarnoputri. Also, Benon Sevan, the UN official in charge of the Oil for Food program. The allegations involving Sevan, which he has denied, already are under investigation by former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker at the request of UN Secretary General Kofi Annan. His spokesman, Fred Eckhard, declined to comment on Dulfer's findings.
You just have to be patient and let this investigation come to a close.
The Dulfer report makes it clear that not all of the oil vouchers were illegal. The recipients of the vouchers, it says, included entities, companies, as well as individuals from countries all over the world, including the United States. But the three countries mentioned the most are Russia, France, and China, all permanent members of the Security Council. In Washington, French Ambassador Jean-David Levite says that if any French citizens or companies violated the law, there will be consequences. And the ambassador says it's unfair that the report eliminated the names of American recipients of vouchers under U.S. privacy law.
I'm very surprised to see that all the American names have been deleted to protect their privacy. But what about the privacy of non-American citizens?
Ambassador Levite says that his country's opposition to the U.S.-led war in Iraq was based on principle, not bribery.
I've been outraged to read or hear in some media that France might have opposed the war in Iraq because our vote had been simply bought by Saddam Hussein. And frankly, this is outrageous.
Levite says that the French opposition to the war has been validated by the failure to uncover any weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Nonetheless, the findings of Dulfer's Iraq Survey Group undoubtedly will bolster demands on Capitol Hill for further investigations of the Oil for Food program and anyone responsible for propping up Saddam Hussein. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.